This is Louis Navelier. It is Thursday, September 23rd. Well, I have to apologize because the market's either on or off, and obviously it's been on the last few days. And normally when the market goes down like it did on Monday, it bounces and has to pull back and retest the lows. But there's two things prohibiting that from happening. One is we had a very dovish FOMC statement on Wednesday. And two, we're in the midst of quarter and window dressing. So I'm not sure we're going to be able to retest Monday's lows. And that's probably okay for most of us because most of us are invested in the market anyway. But the fact that liquidity is either on or off, I'm sure is very, very frustrating for you folks. And it's frustrating for me sometimes. But the main thing I want you to know is that as we head into the third quarter announcement season, we're looking good. We're locked and loaded. The analysts are very positive in our stocks. We had a good surprise history. We have margin expansion. Our stocks have incredible cash flow. Cash flow is becoming one of the most important variables right now. And it looks awfully good. And so let's just get ready to enjoy the third quarter announcement season, which will commence in mid-October. Now, a couple things about what the Fed's doing. The surprise in the FOMC statement was that the Fed did not address tapering. They just didn't say when they're going to do it. Now, we know they're supposed to do it by the end of the year, but I guess they won't tell us until the next statement. I thought they'd tell us yesterday. The other thing is the Fed seems to be more obsessed with inflation than unemployment. And that's interesting because, you know, 5 million jobs have not come back since the pandemic. But obviously there's acute labor shortages for much of the United States. Like, they can't find bus drivers in a lot of school districts, things like that. So just a fascinating environment we're in. And the Fed did raise their inflation targets. And the other thing is the Fed surveyed its members, and there's something called a dot plot. And half of the Fed members, FOMC members, expect a rate increase next year. And they expect up to 3 rate increases in 2023. Now, I just want you to know, the longer you look, the fuzzier it gets. But even if we got to 2023, in theory, key interest rates could go to 1%, in theory. They're never going to go higher than that, folks, because the deficit's too big. Now, they can't have the interest overwhelm the federal government. And, you know, the interest on the debt is bigger than the Defense Department budget. So we are at the point of no return, okay? And that's just where we're at. So we're going to be going down this path of perpetual money printing. They're obviously going to have to raise the deficit ceiling. I know they hem and haw every time they'll have to raise it. Looks like the tax increases aren't going through because there's a lot of infighting. That gets everybody all excited. And it looks like, you know, capitalism is just taking over. And that's what the stock market's all about. Now, as we look around the world, China looks like it's trying to contain its real estate crisis. They've warned a lot of local officials there's going to be some pain. But it looks like it's not going to spread outside of China. But China may slip into a recession if it's not there already. There are clearly supply chain problems coming from Vietnam, Malaysia, because there's some serious COVID problems in those parts of the world. So our shipping backlogs and shipping delays are worse than ever. The semiconductor shortage is still very acute. It looks like it might get worse. So some parts of the global economy are not doing well, okay, because of all the supply shortages. But we own these stocks. See, this is the ultimate irony. We own the chip companies. We own the shipping companies. So we shouldn't worry, okay? We're profiting from the stress points in the world economy. So I feel very, very good where we're at. I do apologize, though. The market's either on or off. But clearly there's a lot of buying pressure, and we're now at the end of the quarter and window dressing season's gotten off and everybody's all excited about the Fed being dovish, kicking the can down the road some more. And I don't know what to tell you folks other than hang on, you know, it's probably going to get less volatile as we approach, October, November. It's a seasonally strong time of year. October in the last 30 plus years has been seasonally strong. As we get in November, December, we get in the holidays. I don't expect a lot of tax selling or anything like that. So I just think, just hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. That's my main comment. And we do have inflation out there. The stock market is the best way to hedge against inflation because the companies will just make more money. I realize real estate's a good inflation hedge as well. But all good things come to an end. You know, that we had some evidence that existing home sales may not be as strong as they once were because people are just getting sticker shock with higher median prices and things like that. And so it's a fascinating environment we're in, but all I can tell you, it's very bullish. Millions of people come to the stock market seeking yield. On Monday, the S&P's dividend yield went way above the 10-year treasury. That's just a big trigger for all those yield-hungry investors to come on board. And, of course, dividends are still largely tax advantage versus ordinary interest income. So I feel good. And I can tell you, as you look around the globe, the U.S. is clearly an oasis. We're growing stronger than other countries. We recovered better. We're more productive. We're not perfect. But it looks like we're going to have a fairly strong dollar. Because of higher interest rates than the rest of the world and a robust economic recovery. So that's it, folks. I just want you to enjoy the ride. Hang on. I do apologize for the fact that, again, the market's either on or off. It's definitely on right now. So hang on, and we'll give you a good ride, and it'll get a little bit more fun as the earnings announcement season kicks off in mid-October. So we're about 3 weeks from the fireworks. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.